the thing that a spider spins would be called its
legs.
Okay. Now, like up in the corner of the room, if the spider's been there, there'll be a
web.
Yeah. Now, do you call it the same thing? You call it a web in the house as well as outside?
I do. Well, yes, my mother said cobweb.
Cobweb.
And I
yeah.
see one in here. Yeah. Probably several.
Well, I don't see one up there. The parts of a tree underneath the ground are
roots.
Right. Do you know the kind of tree that you tap for syrup? Yeah,
no.
Okay.
No, what is that tree?
Well, they call it, some people call it sugar maple, some people call it sugar tree.
No.
Okay. I'll ask you, do you know this kind of tree? Do you know a tree called sycamore?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, well, I said, would you say that one for me?
Sycamore.
What would be around, like, kind of around in your neighborhood? Some common sort of shade trees, maybe.
Well, it's a shame to say that I'm not familiar with the trees as I should be. Now, we have, let's see. I can't really think. It's a little tree that droops down.
Droops down. It's probably a willow.
A willow tree,
yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have some pecan trees out there for shades.
Do?
Yes, we have two. And I can't think of the other name of the tree that we have, but the pecan trees give a lot of shade,
yeah,
and the weeping
they,
willows
yeah,
give a lot.
Yeah. What did George Washington cut down?
A tree.
Yeah. What kind of tree was it you mean?
I sure can't. Oak tree.
No, it was a type of fruit tree. Cherry tree.
Oh.
George Washington cut down.
I don't know why it seemed like it was the oak tree that he cut down.
Okay, say that one for me. He cut down
a cherry tree.
Right. If you're now, this is a type of bush, and I don't even really think they have these in the city, but I'll ask anyway. And it goes by different names. Some people call it shumac. Some people call it sumac.
And I have never heard of
any
it.
Of them. Okay. Now the kind of maybe a bush or a vine that if you brush up against it, it'll make your skin break out.
Poison ivy.
Yeah, good. Name some types of berries for me.
Blackberry, blueberries, huckleberries, and whiteberries. Have you ever seen any whiteberries?
No, never heard
years
of them.
Ago,
really?
They used to have them.
How about the things, the kind of berries you make shortcake with?
Oh, strawberries.
How about raspberries?
Yes, and raspberries.
Now, this you probably wouldn't have heard of. There's a bush that grows up in the mountains, and I'm just going to ask if you've ever heard of it. You ever heard of anything called mountain laurel or laurel?
No.
I'm thinking of it. There's a type of tree. Oh, I suppose Little Rock's far enough south to have these. They grow in the deep south, and they have big green shiny leaves. They're big trees, and big white flowers on them.
Yes, and I can't think of that tree that you're talking about. Right? I know.
Magnolias?
Yeah, magnolias.
They smell good. Yeah.
Very good.
I can't remember seeing them.
In fact,
here,
we have some over. My mother had one in her yard.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know. I couldn't remember seeing them. This is terms people, kind of names people would use. Now, if a married woman did not want to make up her own mind about something, she might say, well, I've got to go ask my
mother or father.
Okay. Now, how about if she was talking about the man she was married to, she'd say, I've got to go ask my
husband.
Have you ever heard, like, older people use any other name other than husband?
Mother and father.
Have you ever heard, like, old people say, do the same husband.